Welcome to the Experience Points Podcast, episode 99 for October 13th, 2010.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Experience Points Podcast. My name's Scott Juster.
I'm George Albor.
And we are the co-creators of experiencepoints.blogspot.com. It's a website we created and dedicated to the serious but not humorless analysis of video games and culture. And today we're taking a trip over to Rock, Paper, Shotgun. You know, every week we kind of take a look around the internet, see what people are writing and discussing, whether it's a game or a specific article that people are talking about. And we take some of the themes and expand on them a little bit, offer our own opinions. This week, the illustrious Kieran Gillen is giving us something to think about. He wrote an article called Mechanic Spoilers Beyond I Am Your Father, in which
he spoils Star Wars.
Exactly. The splash image is a collection of spoilers, including verbal is Kaiser Soze.
Ooh.
It was Earth all along with a Statue of Liberty.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just close your ears.
Yeah. But his point is that video games might have something worse than a narrative or a plot-based spoiler. Video games also can be spoiled mechanically, which is to say certain ways you control a game or certain ways a game can be won or lost can actually be more of a spoiler than something that happens in the plot. And he goes into a few different examples of this, and we thought it'd be an interesting thing to talk about this week. So where do you want to start out with this?
Well, I think we should start out with talking about our definitions of what a spoiler is and why they're important. Because not everyone agrees. There are quite a few people who think that you can't spoil anything and therefore we shouldn't bother protecting people. I think you and I try to be sensitive about other people's issues with spoilers.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally, I hate things being spoiled for me. Usually this is story elements, film. Because, you know, one type of experience at the theater is, or really, you know, experiencing any story, is finding out things for the first time. You know, being surprised that, you know, spoilers for Star Wars, that Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father. That's a big deal. There's a sense of shock in that. And if you already know, you're never going to have that shock again. And not to say that you can't have a good experience once it's been spoiled for you, but it's a different experience. So, you know, why bother limiting the types of experiences anyone can have?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well have the before and after idea of it. As far as the definition of what a spoiler is, I still haven't quite... I don't really have a good solid one. Because it's so different based on how you're approaching a game. I mean, if I'm approaching a game... If I really care about it, you know, to think about it in a critical way rather than a more casual way, I guess, I care more if I'm discovering things for the first time.
You would prefer to find out things for the first time?
I would. I think it's similar in other media as well. I mean, as far as a film or TV show or anything. But I would still prefer to find it out the first time myself especially in games because they're interactive, right? I mean, you are playing it for a reason, which is you're doing it yourself. If you don't want to do something yourself, you could easily watch one of those Let's Play Halo things on YouTube where they just basically play through the entire game.
Yeah, and just never actually play the game yourself.
Yeah, which I mean is a possible way of doing it if you really are into like the lore or the look of a specific game. But I mean, to actually feel the way that something is turning out, you know, virtually, of course, I think that that can be spoiled really easily by someone talking about it or even someone showing like a short clip of a game. I don't know. What do you think? Do you have any better like definition of what you've come up with?
I mean, for game spoilers,
yeah,
it's hard because the act of playing itself is a different kind of experience than someone telling you. So I don't give it the same weight as a movie spoiler. If someone tells me, I mean, and of course this depends upon the type of game. Something like Heavy Rain that relies a lot on the story, I would feel very upset if someone spoiled that story for me. At the same time, the experience of playing Heavy Rain is different for each person. You know, something that you might find significant may not even happen in my game.
Mm-hmm.
So finding whether or not something is even possible, yeah, it's a spoiler, but only kind of, because you don't necessarily have to experience that. And alternatively, what if someone's warning you? What if someone says, Scott, the story sucks if you decide to let this person live? It'll help you experience the story in a better way, potentially. Because the only thing they're telling you is don't experience this aspect of it.
Well, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. Because it's funny that you bring up Heavy Rain. And I guess we should preface this entire podcast by saying that there are going to be spoilers left and right of the plot and mechanic gameplay variety. So, you know... be warned. But it's funny that you bring up Heavy Rain, because you, my friend, spoiled a piece of Heavy Rain for me.
Did I now? Yeah. Oh man, I feel bad now.
it was more of a mechanical spoiler than it was a thematic one, but
well, that's not a spoiler.
the scene where Madison is in Shelby's apartment and is trapped and is Shelby's trying to kill her. So he lights the apartment on fire. I remember, I was just casually browsing Twitter one day, minding my own business, and you wrote something about, I just had an Indiana Jones 4 moment in Heavy Rain. And
But that's a hidden spoiler, sir.
But see, that's the thing. I knew plot-wise that there was a point that Madison was going to be needing to get out of a building.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you said I had an Indiana Jones moment, I was like, oh, I know. You're going to be able to hide in a refrigerator. Because I saw that terrible Indiana Jones 4 movie, and he hid in a refrigerator to get out. Yeah.
But I could have been talking about swinging on vines like a monkey or something.
Yeah, you could have been talking about making out with Shia LaBeouf or something. But like, I used my cognitive powers and discerned exactly what you were referencing, which was a clever way of obscuring it. But like, when I came to that scene, since it had been spoiled for me, I purposefully didn't use the refrigerator.
And do you think that made that experience worse for you?
I mean, I would have used the refrigerator had I not known it was possible. Like, if it were just me, I'd be like, oh, I bet she could survive in the refrigerator. I'll duck in. But because I got to that scene, I was like, well, I know she can survive in the refrigerator. I know I can use that. And so maybe I'll try jumping out the window or something like that. Luckily enough for me, it worked. But... It was one of those moments where if I didn't know that that was possible in that scene, the game would have played out differently for me.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed finding out I could hide in the refrigerator, so I apologize for taking it away. My bad.
So that was like a big. I mean, it's not a big deal because there were so many different options to get out of that scene, but it does make it a bigger deal if there's far fewer options to get out of the scene. Like, if there's a trailer or something like that that shows you a specific scene in the game and the one way, a very linear game, something like Uncharted or something, I don't want to see Drake jumping from, like, Jeep to Jeep, because that's the only way Drake's ever going to get out of that situation, because that's how the game is designed.
Right. So you're saying you wouldn't mind spoilers for a linear mechanic?
Well, I mean, Well, in a certain way, I would mind them more, because I know there wouldn't be any other option, so it'd be even more boring.
Right. So the hard thing for me, though, is that in Heavy Rain, those mechanics are tied to the story. You know, hiding in the refrigerator is a different narrative than jumping out of a window.
Yeah.
And so, you know, by ruining the mechanical spoiler, I'm also, to some extent, shaping your narrative story, your narrative arc. Yeah. Uncharted, you have to jump from truck to truck. There's no other way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, telling you that you jump from truck to truck in one scene, that's not affecting the story in any way. Drake will always be doing that.
Well, I guess it's affecting the story in a way that you were referencing. Like, it's affecting it in the way that you would tell someone about Indiana Jones. Like, oh my god, he went off the falls in a raft. Like, he's gonna go off the falls in a raft no matter what. But now that you know it, you're kind of expecting it. It might not be as spontaneous, and because
that's true,
there's no branching paths, it's, you know, it's just different.
So one thing that resonated with me with Kieran's article is that the desire to be to find something anew and have that wonder of like, wow, they really did that, they pulled that off. And in Uncharted 2, that scene when you're jumping from truck to truck, it's a pretty memorable scene. And so I could understand someone feeling that they had that moment spoiled when they realized that, oh, this is what I have to do.
Yeah, yeah. And that's pretty extreme, especially considering Uncharted 2, which is basically a story-driven experience. Like, you wouldn't want to know exactly who turns on who because it's part of the adventure.
Right.
And so even if you could do something like that, even in a very linear game like Uncharted, you know, think of what you can do in a game like Kieran references, Amnesia, where he, you know, it's basically an adventure game. I've watched a few videos of it, and it has a sanity mechanic where you eventually start, you know, getting more and more terrified and start losing your mind as weird things start happening. But you can never die from going insane.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the game never tells you that, so he found out because of a review that he read. And instantly, the game was a lot less tense for him because he knew that no matter how bad things got, there would still be a way through it because you can never, the game would never end because of a mechanic that he thought maybe could make it end.
Yeah. And that's a different type of spoiler altogether as well. You know, on one side you have the types of spoilers where a mechanic is tied to the story, where you're ruining the narrative aspect. Then there's the independent of story, but where it's just based on wonder. You know, the first time you experience, you know, a particular mechanic and you are awed by the developer's, you know, skill or whatever. This is one where it's pointing out the potential flaws. You know, you're seeing the background. This is a spoiler of the skeleton work. You're just revealing what is already... what is already there behind the way that the game works. Because it's not that you're really being spoiled about how insanity works, merely that it doesn't work the way you may think it does.
Yeah. And that brings up an ethical thing that he got to later on in the article.
It reminded me a lot of Bioshock and the discussion of Little Sisters not being significant mechanically. Because for me, I didn't know that. And then once you know that, it loses its meaning because it's not as significant when you sacrifice or save one. You know, because...
Well, from a mechanical perspective.
Yeah, exactly. But the...
Like, Bioshock trades on... I think we've discussed this once or twice, but, like, I think Bioshock trades on bringing in outside morality into a game.
Yeah.
Like, it's banking on the fact that you will not want to kill children. And regardless of what it is mechanically, you know?
That's true, but I think they also want to convey the illusion that it has a mechanical effect, that making the right choice isn't always easy when you're trying to survive. Mm-hmm. And that message is lost when you realize that there's actual no mechanical difference between the two.
Yeah. But, I mean, then you could also take a look at what were they trying to do. Like, maybe is that the greater lesson of Bioshock that didn't make it into the game itself? Like, Bioshock's interesting because it's a critique of libertarianism gone wrong, but you don't really know that until you have tried both ways. Like, if you are straight up self-interested, harvest every little sister, you'll never know that if you saved every little sister, you would be mechanically rewarded in much the same way. Even more, I think. I think if you don't harvest them, you actually end up with more Adam. I'm not sure on this, but it's at least on par, if not better. And so you wouldn't know that unless you played through the game multiple times, which is an odd way to experience a linear story, I would say.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's still, at least in terms of what we're talking about, the defining aspects of a spoiler, you're limiting one person's experience. Because you can still have that experience afterwards. You know, I played Bioshock like 1.5 times, and, you know, that realization that the sacrificing or not sacrificing the little sisters doesn't have any mechanical effect, that weighed in on me the second playthrough. But I would never want that to be my first playthrough. I want to be lied to. And if someone reveals the underpinnings of the mechanics of that game, then it's harder for me to believe the fiction.
So what did you think about Kieran's ethical his talk of what is an ethical review or what makes revealing a mechanical spoiler acceptable. Because there was one he mentioned in Mafia 2 where someone pointed out that if you're being chased by the cops, you should slow down, and then the cops will get out of their cop car. And you don't get out of your car, you just speed off. And then it's really easy to lose them because they have to scramble to get back into their car.
Yeah, I would say that's a spoiler, a mechanical spoiler, sure.
Is it a way, but is it something that should be revealed in a review or in a critique because it might fundamentally change, like, you know, the game is kind of lying to you about how it works.
Yeah.
And so someone is disillusioning you, basically, of the game before you're even playing it. So, like, where is the line of when it's appropriate to reveal something like that to somebody?
It's hard because, you know, what is the purpose of revealing it in the review? Is it to say that this game allows you to break the rules?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, this is a flaw in the game design? Because that's something that needs to be addressed. If there's a problem in it and someone's trying to read a review to find out whether or not they should get the game, then something like that might be important.
And he brought up Rise of the Robots, which is just a fighting game where if you, like, hold right and hold attack, you can beat the entire game from battle one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, like, a fundamental problem with the game.
It's hard, though, because when you are revealing these mechanical spoilers, you're also conveying how you approached the game. You know, the fact is, the Mafia example of being able to escape the cops once you kind of slow down and they get out of the car... If you decided you didn't want to play the game that way, that would not be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Would it be a problem if you always had that little voice in the back of your head, like, oh, maybe I should cheat a little bit and just get out of this situation. I know how to do it.
Yes, I think it would. But then it's kind of, it's such a subjective thing, right? At that point, it's based upon how sensitive are you to these things. If someone tells you, oh, man, you can break this game, and then you'll just go ahead and do it, I guess. Yeah, it's a spoiler for you, but you're also that type of guy, so don't read reviews.
You're just weak-willed.
Yeah, it's. I mean, here's an example. The Social Network, a movie that just came out by Aaron Sorkin, has twins in the film. And those two twins are both played by this guy named Armie Hammer. So two people in the film, two different characters, are played by the same guy. That could be a spoiler to some extent because it could be distracting to someone who's watching the film and is trying to be immersed in the narrative, and all they can think about is how, wow, these two dudes are really one dude.
This camera trick is pretty neat or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And then they start seeing and interpreting the film from a technical lens instead of a storytelling lens. If you can't break out of that and you're sensitive to that type of spoiler, then you need to be particularly aware when reading a review. That being said, if someone's writing a review about The Social Network and they're praising the actors, they have every obligation and right to praise Armie Hammer for his ability to play two characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think this is exclusive to video games. There are books that are written in very weird ways, and if you tell someone, you know, the style of this of the book does this, or at, you know, halfway through the book, he changes his writing style completely. That's to some extent a mechanical spoiler in a novel.
Yeah, because it's affecting the way that you interact with the piece rather than your knowledge of the themes of it or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you think this comes into play when you start looking at previews or advertisements of a game? I've been starting to get more sensitive to this recently.
Yeah, because you're on Blackout from, what, Portal 2? Is there a list?
Yeah. let me consult my Blackout list. Portal 2, BioShock Infinite. I think I might try to play Enslaved, and so I'm trying not to look at it too much, even though I watched a pretty big gameplay preview of it, unfortunately.
So this is when you see it and you're like, oh, I want to play that. La 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 la, put your fingers in your ears.
Kind of. And which is funny because I used to, maybe I'm changing, I used to be far more critical of previews that were just all pre-rendered CG, like BioShock Infinite, because I thought that it was like, oh, well, that's not really showing what the game is about. But maybe that's a good thing. You know, maybe that BioShock Infinite trailer was brilliant because it still, it hid what needed to be hidden in a BioShock game, which is exactly how you interact with the world.
But how do you know? I mean, even that's the thing, is even thinking it's a spoiler might spoil something for you, even if it's not.
Oh God, we've just gone to another level.
No, but I mean, hear me out. If you watch BioShock and think the game is going to be a certain way, and it's not, that changes your experience.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, you start getting a preconceived notion of what you're going to get in the game.
And I admit, this isn't, it's not that big of a deal, in my opinion. It's not that big of an issue. But, you know, it subtly does change that. So if you're particularly sensitive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even something as simple as knowing that it's going to be a first-person game, you start priming yourself to play a game a certain way. So if you know a game is going to be a shooter or something like that, you start thinking in the shooter mindset. I'm not going to be thinking about puzzles. If I see something on screen, it's going to be meant to be there to be destroyed. You know, it's not going to be it. So once you start getting primed to think of it in a certain way, then the damage has already been done, I think.
But you could say the same thing about the studio developing it or the lead designer on the project.
Yeah, that's true. Like, if you know Ken Levine is on something, it's going to be, like, historically focused or something like that.
The only way you could not have this affect you in any way is to have, like, the video game of the month club. You know, like, it's like where they deliver you sausages, but instead it's just a disc, and you don't even know what game it is, and you just put it in and start playing it.
You know what? I would be totally into that idea if I could somehow derive a magical formula to know that the games wouldn't be garbage.
Yeah, because you'd get My Little Pony.
Exactly. I'd get, like, you know, My Little Pony DS, and I would really be waiting on BioShock Infinite or something. Like, all right, well. Are there any games coming up that, like, for you, that you're on blackout because of mechanical spoilers? Like, I do not want to know the spoilers for Portal. Like, I already know enough for Portal. Like, I know that they took the mechanics from Tag, the Power of Paint, and so there's going to be boosts and wall jumping and speed and stuff like that. Like, I already know that, and that sucks because the greatest thing about Portal was realizing all the different ways that portals work.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to be on blackout for Portal, but that didn't really work very well. I got all excited, and so I started watching videos. I actually have the BioShock Infinite trailer loaded up on my screen right now, waiting to be watched.
Oh, God.
Not the trailer, but the 10-minute gameplay footage.
The teaser?
The gameplay footage.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm tempted to not. At the same time, I don't know. It's
meh.
It's kind of meh. You know, I know what to expect, and I can have aspects of the experience now. You know, that wonder of going, oh, wow, they really did that. I could have now. I could watch the gameplay footage and be surprised, for all I know, about something that they're going to do, and then look forward to that before the game.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I get that, actually. That's something similar happened to me with Vanquish. Like, when I was reading, when I was initially reading about Vanquish, I thought it was going to be a much slower game than I thought it turned out to be. And then when I read someone's preview, they started talking about rocket boosts on your kneecaps, basically, so you're like sliding around on the ground rocket powered. And whereas that would have been shocking to load up the game and press the button and be rocketed forward, I probably would not have even paid much attention to it had I not read that. And so, you know, that was one of the rare instances where it actually worked in my favor, but it was definitely something that revealed an aspect of the game that would have been surprising had I not known about it, because I was thinking that I would play that game like Gears of War, whereas you really play that game, it's kind of like a over-the-shoulder Space Invaders style game.
Yeah, I mean, and that could be a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, to be safe though, I would always err on the side of nearly, you know, like, I tend not to read very many reviews because of this very purpose.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to know that you can screw with the police and mafia that way, because I'd rather figure that out myself.
I think what I tend to do is tease myself by looking at a little bit of it here and there, but never enough to feel like I'm getting the full experience. So
you should cut, like, 8 seconds here and there.
Or like Monaco, for example, this indie game that's going to be coming out, I think, either maybe later this year. I've watched some YouTube videos where I skip ahead and get little screenshots of it, but never the full video. And the same thing goes with Fable 3. You know, I look at the screenshots, but I'm not interested in reading reviews about it. I don't really want to hear Peter Molyneux talk for a couple of reasons.
Well, that's just because he broke your heart and now Milo is not coming out.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, we'll never have our little friend.
So I do tease myself with mechanical spoilers, but I don't know. I'm not as sensitive to them. I tend to be someone who's, you know, very interested in the story. And if the mechanics play into the story, then yes, I'm going to be sensitive to it.
Yeah.
But if it's just about, hey, what are the new features they're adding? I don't think I could care less.
Hmm. So do you agree with Kieran's conclusion where, you know, a review versus critique? A critique is written for someone that is assumed to have played the entire game, and a review is written for someone that is looking into whether they should play it or not, and you should still hold something back.
Yeah, I totally agree. But a lot of the times, you're going to need to reveal some of the mechanics to express whether or not you should play it. If there's a fundamental flaw, then you should say so. However, if that flaw is going to shape a game irreparably, if the reviewer honestly considers that, then they should not put it in. But that's the thing, is reviewers need to be aware that mechanical spoilers do exist and should be conscious about it.
Yeah.
Because I do think that you should reveal some mechanics... you should reveal some mechanical spoilers when you're reviewing a game, but you should also be aware that some people might not appreciate it.
I mean, I think it's a good barometer of how things are maturing as far as how people talk about games anyway, because it's not just, you know, it's ludicrous to, in my opinion, it's ludicrous to talk about like Halo spoilers or something, because really, is that really why you're playing Halo, to know how Reach ends? You're playing because you want the feel of Halo. You want the unexpected things that happen during the game.
Yeah.
And so I think it's more mature, actually, as far as people writing about games go, to realize that and to think about, well, actually, you know, the unique thing about the experience is the person controlling it rather than, you know, the junk that they're getting in the cutscenes.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And it will also become more of an issue as, you know, we accept the fact that game mechanics have a value connected to the story commonly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or at least more frequently.
It'll be interesting to see, like, to look back. I'll try to do this, actually. Maybe we can, like, come back to it again. Think about, like, our before and after experiences with games based on reading reviews of them. Like, maybe I'll try to read a few reviews of games and then play those games and see how they compare.
That's a great idea. Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
Next week!
Well, maybe we can farm this job out. If anyone else out there has done something like that, or if you just want to share any examples of any mechanical spoilers that you've experienced, or just your thoughts on what should be revealed and what shouldn't be revealed in reviews or critiques, you can feel free to write in with your experiences and suggestions. The email address is experiencepoints@gmail.com.
You can also leave your thoughts and any of your other comments in the comment section to this podcast. The site is experiencepoints.blogspot.com. We update it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings, so come on by and bring your friends and family.
All right, until next time, take it easy.
Bye-bye.